So then, dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, what are the famous words we get to hear today? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, right? Those are some of the unhappy words that I get to say at a graveside when I get to bury somebody. When we come here today, we are singing happy songs. I hear people laughing in the narthex, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad for doing that. But this is a very difficult day. It is a reminder of our mortality. We jump all the way back to the book of Genesis, and what do we see is that our forefather, Adam, was formed out of dirt. Dirt and a breath out of the mouth of God. We're nothing more. We're nothing more than dirt and God's breath. The season of Lent begins today with Ash Wednesday, and it seems a little strange. We have a late Ash Wednesday with all this light coming into the sanctuary. I guess, though, we've been kind of wanting a little more light lately, haven't we? But this is a season of penance, and it is a time to reflect on all of these things. And it's not a sort of thing where I'm trying to make you sit there with your faces downcast saying, "How dare you? How dare you sit here with a smile on your face?" That is not the point, but yet it is to be a remembrance, completely focused on the cross. I remember, and I've shared this with you many times, that I am not a lifelong Christian. I remember before we went to church, we used to see these people with these black crosses on their foreheads, and I thought that that was weird. I didn't think that that was very cool. I thought that they just kind of looked dumb, honestly. And I didn't understand what was going on, and they walked around, and it's just like, you got something up there, just wipe it off. But as I grew in my faith, I learned the unreal symbol that this is for us. This very powerful and profound symbol and message that we tell others. But yet, for myself, this is not something that I continue to wear around. One of our young ladies who helps us out with after school care in the school came in, and she had the ashes on her forehead. She goes to BA. I assume she went to Divine Mercy or even BA for their Ash Wednesday service. I don't know. But she had the ashes on her forehead, and I remember the first thing that popped into my mind is, oh, look, a Christian. So there's some good weight to having this mark on your forehead. You know who these believers are, but yet I am not one to keep it on my forehead. Once the service ends this evening, I will wipe those ashes off my forehead. And it's not anything to try and say that I'm better than you or you look silly when you keep that on and go on with your lives. It's just I am not one for outward signs. I don't like wearing crosses. I've got a bunch of pastor friends who have these really cool rings that many pastors wear that have a special cross on them that signify that they are a pastor. I don't want to wear those. Very often, I don't even want to wear my wedding ring, not so that I can go and cheat on my wife, but I don't like outward signs. I don't like them. I don't want to be boastful. That's kind of my worry. I read Matthew 6:1, as we just read a little bit ago, where Jesus says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. Then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." We think of Christ and we think of these beautiful words of gospel, but this is a very serious word of law. No reward from your Father. Is wearing ashes on our forehead an outward sign? Is this a mark that we wear to show others that we are Christians, that this is what we believe? Really, Ash Wednesday is all about what we show others, what we show other people, and what we show our God. We make these outward signs to show repentance. This comes from an ancient tradition where the Israelites, to show repentance, would sit in dirt and ashes, would wear sackcloth, you know, those old burlap sacks. They would wear those. Can you imagine? Very itchy and uncomfortable. They would sit in these uncomfortable positions to show their sorrow for their sin. But thankfully, that's not our practice anymore. Thankfully, we don't have to sit in ashes and sackcloth. But yet, this is the time of our season of Lent. But really, I think we need to reflect personally. How often is this simply an outward sign? Are you only going to receive the ashes this evening so that others will see you? So that someone might ask you about them? And honestly, is there anything wrong with that, right? Questioning the words of Christ today, what's wrong with practicing our righteousness before others if it brings glory to God, Jesus? Where's the problem in that? And again, with all things in our faith, it all relates back to where your heart is. Kind of reflecting on that a little bit more. Naturally, as humans, it's difficult for us not to try and bring people over to our side. Naturally, as human beings, we have this sort of tribal mentality that our tribe is better than your tribe, and you should feel as we feel, you should believe what we believe, you should vote as we vote, you should be one of us. But yet, thinking about that, and especially as it relates to our faith, when we do that, when we, quote, win one for God, where is the glory? Where has the treasure been stored up? And we run the risk of that being stored up in ourselves. Now, I'm not, again, trying to convict you of doing all of these things, but I know we all run the risk. Satan is there. Whispering in our ears, God didn't do that, you did that. You're the one who did this. Martin Luther put it very profoundly that Satan does not sit with horns, he does not wear black robes, he does not dance in fire like you imagine some demon would. He stands with a cross around his neck and a white alb. Those are very scary things. That this is right where the devil is prowling. This is right where sin tempts us the most, even in the midst of our own God. That our own righteousness that is given from God Himself can take us away from God. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others. But notice, it doesn't say don't. It doesn't say don't practice your righteousness before others. It says be careful. Righteousness is a very good thing. It's all about where your heart is. And reflecting on Jesus, and especially as we look through the entirety of Scripture, when we see Jesus working, what is he doing? He's practicing righteousness. He is, in his very essence, righteous. You kind of get the feeling that it's impossible for him not to be righteous. But yet through it all, where is Christ's heart focused? It's focused on the task that the Father had given him. When Christ taught, when he led, when he healed, he did so focused on the task that the Father had given him. As we fast forward, what, 6-7 weeks into the future when we finally reach Holy Week, we will see Jesus weeping tears in the Garden of Gethsemane. And what does he say? Not my will be done, but your will be done, Father. This is where the heart of faith lies. We like that vicarious hero that sacrifices himself, that takes the place of others. We like that hero. We see it in movies, we see it on TV, we hear it all the time because we like that hero. But yet that glory is always brought to them. What do we see in our God? That the focus is on the Father. There is no glory in the Christ. There is no glory in the cross that the Christ is nailed to. How does St. Paul put it? For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin. There is no glory there. There is scum. There is blackness. There is ash. and it's all for you. Every step of this journey that we will take through Lent will be a journey that is made by our Christ for you. All to remove your blackness of sin, the ashes that you sit and weep in, removed from you and placed upon our God. Not seeking to bring glory to himself, but to accomplish what the Father has given him to do. And through the death of the Son of God, we are then made sons and daughters of God, with our sins paid in full. And we all now live this faith. And we must take to heart the words of Matthew 6, verse 1, to beware of practicing our righteousness before others. We must be very aware of what we show others. Think of the two extremes. You have on one end the Westboro Baptist Church, who tells people only of God's hatred. But let's not forget those many other church bodies that say that God cannot hate, that God does not hate sin. We must be very aware of what we show others because of the message of righteousness that they receive. We can tell them of a God who hates. We can tell them of a God who allows them to do whatever they want in life. Or we can tell them of a God who died for them, who took their place, and who paid their price. A Father in heaven who gave his Son not to alienate him, but to welcome us home, to bring us into the Holy Family. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others. You have been given righteousness by the God who went in your place to the cross. You practice your righteousness daily in your prayers, in the reading of Scripture, as you gather together as brothers and sisters in this church. You will practice your righteousness as you receive a mark of ash upon your forehead. You will practice your righteousness as you bring your gifts to this altar. You will practice your righteousness as you share fellowship with your brothers and sisters over soup. But beware of practicing that righteousness. Let it not bring glory to you, but bring glory to a Father who adores you, who gives you everything, including his very own Son. It is my prayer that this season of Lent will be one of great righteous growth for all of you, that you will see the righteousness that has been given to you, that you will experience it, that you will relish in it, that you will live it. And I pray that that all begins today on Ash Wednesday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.